This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Patrick Whelan-Smith. New South Wales same-sex couples now have their marriages recognised when they tie the knot overseas. The change comes to the New South Wales Relationship Register after independent member and long-time marriage equality advocate Alex Greenwich won support for a bill allowing recognition for not only same-sex but also gender-diverse couples. New South Wales is the third state in Australia to make this change, with the New South Wales Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages now allowing same-sex couples to register online, guaranteeing them more protection and equality.
US President Barack Obama has used his G20 speech in Brisbane to hammer home his administration's support for gay and lesbian rights around the world. The president's speech at the University of Queensland was dominated by climate change, the threat of Islamic State terrorists, and the American diplomatic pivot towards the Asia-Pacific region, but it was the mention of gay rights that drew one of the biggest applauses of the day.
We'll advance human dignity by standing up for the rights of minorities, because no one's equality should ever be denied. We will stand up for our gay and lesbian fellow citizens, because they need to be treated equally under the law.
Chief Justice of Family Court Diana Bryant has called for the High Court to rethink how the legal system approaches cases with transgender children. Justice Bryant expressed her views on this week's Four Corners, responding to the current process with the courts in regards to transgender children receiving support and medical treatment. As it currently stands, for a child to receive hormones, they need to apply to family court before receiving treatment. But to change the system without any court interference, there would need to be a test case brought to the High Court. Minors who go to family court have to prove they are GILIC competent, the legal term dictating whether a child is physically and mentally able to give consent without parental input. The story is available on iView for further investigation.
Young people in Ireland are the target of a new drive to register as many voters as possible ahead of an expected referendum on gay marriage set for May next year.
You can shed the shackles of the past and step forward into a bright future. Rewrite the rules so you can tell your children you did this. You made history.
The deadline to register to vote is the 25th of November. Despite support for marriage equality sitting at around 75%, campaigners are worried about voter complacency. Among them, the actor Colin Farrell, who penned a column in the Sunday World this week, recounting the vicious bullying his brother suffered. Eamon Farrell had to go to Canada in 2007 to marry his partner, a situation that Colin Farrell says is insane. He's urging Ireland to lead by example ahead of the May vote.
A man claiming to have been converted from gay to straight is insisting he wasn't faking when he took the microphone in a video that went viral last week.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I thought I liked women. I would not date a man. I would not tear a purse.
That's Andrew Caldwell, a member of the Church of God in Christ in St. Louis, who says he was delivered from homosexuality a year ago. But some are sceptical, especially after it was revealed Caldwell was arrested last May for insurance fraud.
College basketballer Derek Gordon has made history, becoming the first openly gay man to play a game of Division I men's basketball. With more on that, here's Tanya Lewis with QNN Sport.
Gordon scored 17 points and 9 rebounds in the UMass win over Siena and believes he's on track to be drafted by an NBA team. He has also just been honoured as one of this year's Out 100. And a meeting was held in Canberra last week to ensure that Australia's biggest sporting codes are sticking to their anti-homophobia policies. The Australian Sports Commission and Play by the Rules Inclusion Program met with cricket, AFL and NRL club reps to check their progress with the inclusion framework they signed up to this year. Play by the Rules manager Peter Down says some of the clubs are behind but are committed to moving forward in the fight against anti-gay attitudes. Netball, basketball and swimming reps also attended the meeting but have not yet signed on.
And before we go, Australian gay power couple Anthony Kalia and Tim Campbell tied the knot last week. The pair had to go to New Zealand to make it official and confirmed the news on Facebook. Congratulations to Tim and Anthony. And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Patrick Whelan-Smith.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.